And that's the update for the weather for this hour for the Monday edition of The Morning After. And that's it. Zeke, you should say something.
Thank you, Margo.
Goody, goody gumdrops.
That's Zeke's
goody, goody gumdrops
expression for today. How are you, Zeke?
Very well.
And what will you be rambling on or ranting?
I saw a horrible, horrible, horrible show over Christmas. I didn't like it one bit.
How come?
It was, yes, okay, now I think I can get, I think I can keep doing it like this.
It's the Grouch.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I think you should make it to your new person.
Okay. Deja vu, 40 years of language and laughter in political cartoons. This was an art exhibition of political cartoons that was set up by the Office of the Commissioner of the Official Languages, or if you prefer in French, Commissariat aux Langues Officielles, or if you prefer the federal version of the Office de la Langue Française. And it was in Complex Guy Favreau, which is the most unloved shopping center in the entire world, universe. The only people who hang out there are people who
working.
No. However, then I was walking through because I was going from Complex Desjardins down to Chinatown. And I then suddenly saw these plastic triangular columns that had three political cartoons laminated on each side. It was like out of a bad trade show. It was the sort of thing where maybe somebody had decided in between selling, tractors to Cambodia or something like that, and the sort of international trade stuff, they were going to put political cartoons. And I was sorely disappointed.
I thought you were going to say dragon.
No. But then I then went and looked for some information and thought maybe this was something which was just an oversight, a forgotten thing. But if you put up the slider on computer 2, I can play you something.
It hasn't always been a laughing matter. As Canada marks the 40th anniversary of the Official Languages Act, a new exhibit retraces the sometimes stormy history of Canada's Official Languages Act through the pens of political cartoonists.
Keep it in the background, but just fade it down. This is just to show how official they did. They actually got a TV camera, and they probably paid union rates so as to videotape some official-looking guy, some bureaucrat, and Terry Mosher, who's looking very, very old. I even bet if I went to the French side of the Commissariat aux Langues Officielles website, I'd find the same video exactly done, but in French. And I'm saying, oh my God, what is this? It's in a corner. Everybody's passing by. Nobody's paying attention to it. And on top of it, it's traveling the country, which is costing even more money. It's going to Regina. It's going to Moncton. But you know where they're putting it? They're not putting it in places where people go. They're putting it in federal office buildings. And it is the sort of thing where you think, why is he talking about something which has already passed? Because Montreal is one of the rare cities in Canada which is actually truly bilingual, we're getting it not once, we're getting it twice. It was at Complex Guy Favreau back from, November 27th to December 31st, although some dates say January 2nd, so we're not certain if they know what they're talking about. And it still might be there, because January 25th to 31st, did you know that was a linguistic duality work? Week. Sorry, that's like 7 days.
Oh, that's like a dragon with two heads.
No. However, I have no idea what linguistic duality week is. Excuse me. However, if you go to the Public Works and Government Services Canada building, which is at 800 de la Gauchetière Street West, it will be there. You work there.
So you work check there. That out and try to find it in the rumble.
Complex Desjardins, or no, Complex Guy Favreau is right around the corner as well. But yes, if you look at this paper, you hear this paper. This is money wasted. It is. They go on and say, the Office of the Commissioner of the Official Language has created a traveling exhibit of political cartoons that help French and English second language teachers mark the 40th anniversary. It's all fine and dandy to celebrate 40th anniversaries of important things. But if you stick it into a corner where nobody sees it, it's like throwing money down the drain. If you're going to have a celebration, apparently some people around here want to celebrate something, which I am not telling them when the date is. But if you want to celebrate something, celebrate it big. And so, yes, that's why I did not like this show at all in any way, shape, or form.
Wow.
Is that going through? Now.
And that was the official Zeke's alternate art rant.
Rant.
As a pirate.
As a pirate grouch. Whatever you, I hope you enjoyed that. I really thoroughly enjoyed that. Well done. Thank you.
Bravo.
Well done. Good performance.
How about we go to Democracy Now! Now?
Yes, I guess we should go to Democracy Now! Headlines. Do stay tuned. You're listening to the Monday Morning After Show on CKT 90.3 FM. And I never even knew they even had this, so it's pretty incredible.
Money well spent, obviously.
Well, that goes for many things, I think we could say, yes. Nonetheless, I think we have it queued up, Democracy Now! Headlines, on your computer. So listen into that. Hope you enjoyed that, listeners.